Our sports correspondent Mike Pesca joins us next as we prepare for the men's college basketball championship. It comes tonight. Mike, good morning.
Hey.
Duke is one of the elites of the sport. They're in the game, and Butler, the Bulldogs, are working to prove themselves. So is this a mismatch?
Well, you know, Mike Krzyzewski has won 3 championships. Butler is just introducing themselves to the American public. And the things that would argue for it being a mismatch is, if you look at the semifinal games, Duke just blew out West Virginia, even though West Virginia played a very tough physical style of defense, whereas Butler struggled to get past Michigan State. I mean, and up and down the court in that game, there was so much, here's a sports phrase, physicality. But really, I mean, it was a tough, tough game. Butler wins, by a very small margin. Historically, when one team has a blowout in the semifinals, the other team squeaks by. The team who enjoyed the blowout usually wins. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Syracuse in 2003 beat Kansas. But so Butler's probably looking at Duke, and they know that they have this great team who could shoot. Duke is really, really tall at every position. It should be scary for Butler, but it won't be, because Butler has a few things that are answers to the questions that Duke poses, and those things are pace. They slow the game down. Mm-hmm. Defense. They're really good at defense. They've got a great player in Gordon Hayward, who's going to be drafted higher probably than anyone in the entire Final Four. And if their big man, Matt Howard, who's suffering from a concussion, if he plays, it very well could be a close game. It could be a Butler win.
Well, let's just make it clear for people. If you slow the game down, that means if it works, it's lower scoring, which means it's closer, which means you have a shot, even against a better team.
It's still going to last the 2 hours you watch on TV. That's true.
But fewer shots is what you do, is you move a little. Now, of course, Butler will have the home crowd with him.
Yeah, and now here's how to put this in perspective. Butler's campus is 6 miles. If you know 2 things about this game, you've heard that Butler is 6 miles away from the football stadium they're playing the game, and you also know Butler has about 400 things in common with the movie Hoosiers. And
oh,
we can't
yes,
get into
yes,
all of them.
Without a doubt.
Right. But if you counted all the alumni of Butler, and Butler's a school of less than 4,000 students, there are about 42,000 alumni total. Now, Butler played Michigan State last game. Michigan State right now has 47,000 undergraduates. So I think that the home court advantage has been a little misstated. Although, you know, I was thinking about this. Who do I know with ties to the Hoosier State? Mm-hmm. That would be you, Steve. What are the Innskeeps of Indiana, even though I don't know if they have Butler ties, but are they up for Butler in this game?
Oh, my gosh. Of course they are. And even if you don't have Butler ties, people know Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is Butler's place where they play and where part of the movie Hoosiers was shot, by the way, Mr. Pesca.
Yes.
And so it's like, I think this is one of those occasions where even if people didn't normally follow Butler, they're going to be at home rooting in Indiana and saying, we are winning it, we are doing great. You know,
the
royal we will come into play here. Okay, the women's tournament, the final matchup is also set. Stanford against Connecticut. Connecticut's won 7. Is this true? 77 straight games?
Yes, and by an average of 77 points, I think. No, it hasn't been that close. But no team has gotten to within single digits of them, and they played a good team in Baylor last night, and it wasn't close. And I tuned in, I was watching the game on and off, and I tuned in at halftime, and they did an interview with Connecticut's coach, Gino Auriemma. He's like, you know, if we stop fouling, we have a chance to win that game. They were up by 13 points at halftime. This is what Auriemma has to do to motivate his team. Connecticut has already beaten Stanford on this year, but these were by far the 2 best teams in college basketball in the women's brackets. This was the matchup that women's college basketball wanted. We'll see if Stanford could do anything with UConn.
Well, you live near Connecticut, so say we are winning if they win, okay?
We, yes.
NPR's Mike Pesca covering the NCAA basketball champions for us on Morning Edition from NPR News.